Now, both of those are often confused, national insurance, national health, because the vesting day for them was the 5th of July, 1948. So people think national insurance, and that's paid for national health service. It wasn't. I mean, more comes from insurance now than ever did before, but it was out of taxation. And Labour actually introduced things like nationalisation, but that there wasn't much of it. In other areas, Labour developed foreign policy, which was to try to give up empire. The Conservatives later on continued with it. You've got to remember that they, in foreign policy, Ernest Bevin, trade union leader, became foreign secretary, was the man behind NATO. Once Foreign Office loved Bevin. He was their great hero. He gave them a role in the world. You've got to remember in other areas of policy, housing, foreign policy, education, Labour in 1944 followed through the wartime measure, 1944 Act, for creating our tripartite system of secondary education. In the old days, prior to that, elementary education was for the working classes, secondary essentially for the middle classes. There were talks about, and Labour's policy was that everybody should be taught in one school and you develop according to your abilities in that school. Conservative policy was divide them up, some 11 plus, send some to grammar schools, some to secondary modern, some to technical schools. Labour actually followed through with that particular policy, which was actually not Labour policy. And there are other areas which I could develop. But what's happened out of the creation of the welfare state, which obviously changed people's lives fundamentally, in a period when Britain was struggling to survive financially, we were in a disastrous state after the Second World War, is that in fact we find that when the Conservatives come in under Churchill in 51 up to 55, and then he's followed by Sir Anthony Eden and then Harold Macmillan, and the only person that's ever threatened to shoot me, Lord Hume, was absolutely walked across his estate and came out with his gun, cocked it, and so I legged it pretty quickly. You know, under these sort of people, they very much follow the same sort of line. There is that talk, there is a debate about consensus, and the argument tends to be that from 1945 until at least the mid-70s and possibly the late-70s, mid-70s because of Dennis Healey changing, you know, going to the IMF and we're having to introduce restrictive policies, late-70s because of Margaret Thatcher, whose idea was to roll back the welfare state. The welfare state was something we couldn't afford. And in a sense, you can see examples of that in current Conservative policy.